We just learned Ravina's answer that women get Schar Taira. Then we asked, what is Prashas Drachim? What Madiyama said, Jay Mamisa? What Madiyama said, Yiris Chait? We have a third Madiyama that we didn't learn yesterday. And we are on Chavala Vamad Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. Marzutra, Amr Zet HaMachachim, the Salkalish Maitzel, Libidahokasam. Marzutra said, what is Prashas Drachim? A person who learns Torah and his Zaycha, that his friends accept his words like a halacha. That saves him from a lot of, that's even a greater Siyata Dishmaya. He's Zaycha to that Siyata Dishmaya, which that he's accepted halacha, and at the same time, that helps him reaching that level. Obviously, he works on reaching that level. Saves him, that's the precious Drachim, that he knows he's home safely because he knows what to do, because he's Zaycha to Mechav and La'alacha. Rashi. The Salka Le'shemaita Libet De'Hukhasa V'Achikamar. Allah Meir HaShachar Nitzum Nakhaya. What does that mean? That Moshe, when the light comes up, he's saved from the animals and the robbers. Zaycha L'Tayra Nitzum Yetzahara M'Nachet. V'adayin in Yedeya Be'ez Yedarech Mahalach. He doesn't know whether he halachically figures things out correctly, which is a problem. A person can be nitzel miyetzahara, but if he learns wrong shot and everything, and he paskins wrong, he's not clear sailing. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that his friends accept his reasoning. At that point, he knows he's doing the right thing, and he'll be saved in the long run. So we have three pshatim in what exactly Prashas Drachim is. We quoted that in the Braisa before, that Avera can extinguish the mitzvah, which we learned meant will take away the schar of the mitzvah, but it won't take away the protection of the Torah. Amar of Yosef. Menachem Bar Yaisi was the Tana of that Braisa. Darshan this Sukkim of the difference between Taira, the Pasuk of, which Pasuk did he darshan? I think Betalecha Tana Chaisa, that Pasuk. No, he brings the Pasuk, I'm sorry. Yeah, Kinei Mitzvah Betaira, maybe that's the Pasuk he darshans. He darshaned it like Sinai, meaning troop shot. With the Mullah Darsha Dayag Rachitaifel Hachi, if Dayag Rachitaifel would have understood that even though David did an Avera, Ein Avera Mechabe Taira, if they would have gotten that point, meaning they're learning we're not going to get involved in now. But they were right of David because they held he did an Avera, right? Dayag held he did the Avera of Dayag lived before the story of Bathsheba. So some people take out the word Dayag here because Dayag did not accuse David HaMelech of the Avera of Bathsheba. But I forgot already, some of Farshim want to learn that Dayag accused him of a different Avera. Achitofel accused David of living with Bathsheba, who was an Aches Ish. So therefore he said, David HaMelech no longer has any Siyata Dishmaya. And he's prone to being overthrown because he doesn't have the schus. The schus is gone, whatever he did. But they didn't realize. Hashem left them. That's what they said. If one commits an erva, Hashem. Hashem leaves them. Just taking it out the cough. Hashem leaves them. Shav macharecha. But they made a mistake. Because they didn't yoidim shaver mechav a mitzvah. Ve'ein ha-chaver mechav a taira. They didn't chap that even if he did this avera, his chus ha-taira would still save him from Peronius. Rashi? Ve'emer, elikim ha-zav, ve'kach ha-yoyim ha-malu, ve'kim ha-zav, ve'chubal ha-eich ha-fish. See, the way Rashi learned, it can't be Dayak. Dayak died way before that story. I'll tell you what, I remember now what the other child is. Ritu mitzusu. Chase him and grab him. Kei matzo. Ein lo yitzchoshi atzilenu. Shaveira comes to the chiaisav. The daveira extinguished his chusim. But you love the daveira, the mgir of the shav macharecha.
What the Avera was?
Not Tyra. It doesn't mechav the Tyra. Ein Avera mechav the Tyra.
What the Avera was?
Isn't that what it says? Avera mechav the mitzvah, ein Avera mechav the Tyra. Yeah, we'll try one more time. Avera mechav the mitzvah, ein Avera mechav the Tyra. What does that mean? Let's take the words of what they say. Let's not try to tell Chazal what to say. Let's try to listen to what Chazal are telling us. Yeah, but upstairs they have a fire going like nothing else. This means in this world. It does not mean in next world. Even though the Gemara Chagiga talks about Acher, that when he got up there, they didn't know what to do with him because he learned Tyra. But there's a whole sequence of events till they got him in Tylam Haba. What?
Rav
Meir got him in. I think Rav Yechon did it, but that's not the point. There were two stages. One got him halfway, and one finished it. I don't remember exactly, but that's not the point now. So, they didn't learn that way. Now, I just remembered. The Talmud Parsha want to learn the Dayag accused of it of an ancient fish in a different case. There's a story, and I don't know Navi well enough to really say it well, but I'll try my best. That David HaMelech married Michu Bashol. Shol claimed that the Kedusha wasn't valid, and he gave her to Palti Ben Lahish. David took her back. Dayag said David just took an ancient fish because he held like Shol. She was married to Palti Ben Lahish. Palti Ben Lahish never lived with her. It's all Gemara about that, but that's not the point. So someone learned that that's the Dayag here because Dayag didn't know the story of Bathsheba. He died way before that. Bathsheba happened years later, and Achitofel was around by the story of Bathsheba. In fact, Achitofel was Bathsheba's great-grandfather. Yes?
On the side, a marriage which remains unconsummated is not a marriage which remains unconsummated dissolved automatically.
No. Marriage is a marriage if the Kedushin is chal. She's an anxious ish, whether they ever consummate or they never consummate. Unless one of them dies. Dr. Gemara Weiter. My boys, your boys, your boys. How does he translate boys, your boys, your boys? They will embarrass him? It's embarrassing. Scorn? Okay. Scorn is a harsher lesson than embarrassment, I think. Then again. Now, what is that posse going on? In mutain ish is called Haim Beisai. Ba'ava. If he gives all his money, Ba'ava, I think that's the pasuk, he will be scorned. Why will he be scorned if he gives all his money for Tyra? Because it's going on Tyra. The pasuk says, Mayim Rabim, Layichlu Lacham Beisus Ha'ava. No matter how many Averas there are, they can't extinguish Tyra. The mutant limit is just Kol Haim Beisai Be'ava, Ba'izulai. Why? Fact the Gemara, my Ba'izulai. So the Gemara's answer is as follows. If you support Tyra before a person learns Tyra, that's great. You become a shutuf. If you try to buy his Tyra after he learned Tyra, you get scorned. Because you can't buy Tyra. You can pay so before Tyra is learned, you can make it an able Tyra. But once the person learns, he says, I'd like to give you my money. I want to get part of it. Too late for now. You can get the future Tyra learns, but you can't get the past. Dr. Gemara, like a Shimon HaKiyazariah, Shimon HaKiyazariah is not scorned, but like Rabbi Yechon and the Beinasiyah, And not like Rabbi Eichner, who was supported by the Nasi, and like Hillel v'Shavna, who was scorned? Shavna, Hillel's brother. Guys are Adimi Amar. Hillel v'Shavna, Achi Abed, they were brothers. Hillel lasted b'Taira, Hillel learned, Shavna lasted b'Iska. Shavna did business. Besides, after Hillel learned and Shavna did business, Amar Laita Narev and Nilfik, I'll give you half my money, you give me half your Taira. That's the Baska of the Amra, and be delicious, Kohain Beisai, Vaisi Vaisulai. So trashy. They rob Chavera, Bimure Shav Macharecha. Shimon Achia Zaria, Tanahu Bimishnah Kamaisa, this welcome. The Tanah mentions the first Mishnah is welcome. Lamed Taira de Achim. He was supported by his brother, Shai Isaac Bimkamati, was a businessman. Kadishiachlik Beschus Labundisha Shimon. That he should take a part. In the course of learning of Shimon, the Kachu Nikra Hashem Azariah Achiv, became Rabbi Yechon and Lamed Aliyah Nasi, Shem Befar Nesai. Hillel Asik B'Tayrim Techayni Rav, in great poverty. He was not supported by his brother while he was learning, at least in his young years of learning, because Mefar Kesak the Juma. His brother wanted to buy post facto. You can't buy Tayrim post facto.
This for protection or for schar?
Why his brother did it? For schar. Whatever you, whatever supporting Tyra gets
no,
you.
What does it get you?
Oh. You get. Rashi says you split the schar.
But that schar that we're talking about.
You want to know? Does it give you the same protection that Tyra gives you?
Right.
I don't know. I heard your question. I don't know.
But it doesn't give you. Both protection and Ohaba, it's one of the teams.
Who said that? Why are you saying that? No. Give you, I would say for sure it gives you Elam Haba. You're asking, but it also gives you protection.
Right. That's what I'm asking.
Famous story with Rabaran. Rabaran asked somebody why he doesn't learn. So he said, I support Tyra. I get Sky like I learned. Rabaran said, I'm not worried about your Elam Haba. I'm worried about Elam Haza. You're missing out on Tyra. You're missing out on the enjoyment of Tyra. That's the story. Nothing to do with what you asked. But just what? Means upstairs, they scorned him. You can't buy Tyra post facto. Just as an aside, and I know I'm putting again, my minig is to say things to get people to react. I don't do it for that reason, but I know they will. Ramesh has a unique sheet to the Yisrael's ruin. Everybody till Ramesh that I know of, means if you give tzedakah to a yeshiva, or you give tzedakah to a kailul, you support people learning, you get a yeshiva, you get a, it's like a yeshiva's woman. And you can make an agreement, you can write it down, you give the guy $10,000 a year, $40,000 a year, $100,000 a year, and you're his woman. And you get tzedakah and his limit on Taira, 100%. And you get tzedakah. Ramesh doesn't learn that way. Ramesh learns in the tshuva, again, I'm just telling you Ramesh Yeshita. Tzedakah Zvulun is a business deal, not tzedakah. If you, your tzedakah Zvulun has nothing to do with your tzedakah, not tzedakah. You are buying a partnership, and you give a certain percentage of your income, and you receive that same percentage of his taira. So if you make a guy a 50% partner in your business, he will now give, you have 50% of his taira. It's a business deal. You give a guy 10% of your income, you have 10% of his taira. And it's not tzedakah, Ramesh says. Not giving charity. You did a business deal. You bought yourself half his taira. It's a business deal. You can't use Meister money for that, Ramesh says. It's a Yisrael's woman. It's a business deal. It's like you buy a partnership in a business. You don't buy Meister money to buy a partnership in a business. You're investing in his taira. You are now a business partner with him. And it has to do with the percentage. So you give $1,000 to the kailim, and by the way, everybody should support the kailim. It's a wonderful thing. All kailim and all taira. Hakzaka's taira is the greatest mitzvah. But that's not Yisachar's Vulun. Yisachar's Vulun, according to Ramesha, is a deal, a business deal. We do percentages. $10,000 a month, or $10,000 a year, it's wonderful. You're helping the Talmud Chacham. It's tzedakah. You get a men's schar. That's not Yisachar's Vulun.
Is there a special mitzvah to do in Yisachar's Vulun?
That's the 150%. That's what Yisachar's Vulun did. That's what Shimon Achi Azariah did, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan the Ben Nisiyah did. I don't think so. It's a nice way of buying a share of Torah. But again, this is Rabbi Moshe's fact. I don't think anybody before Rabbi Moshe wrote this is Rabbi Moshe's chiddush. Because pashtus, you do your tzedakah zvulun, you count your tzedakah money towards your zvulun as a zvulun. That's what people do. People that can afford it take a good amount of money and they pay Yungalai to learn tzedakah zvulun. And they might even write a shtar up. And there's a big machlokes achronim that the Yisachar lose or not. Some achronim say that Yisachar loses. You have a zulim cost you. Right? Somebody once complained to one of the gedolim, my wife gets half. And now my other zulim is coming and taking the other half of mine, but I'm finished, I'm left with nothing. Right? That's the shita that says it takes away. Others say that the Rebbe Shlomo has an unlimited bank account. He can give Yisachar 100% of the schar and give Zulun 100% of schar. It's not...
Well, you can't account this deal without investing a percentage of your income. You're a business deal. I'm giving $100,000. I'm investing in a REIT, whatever it is you're investing in. Why, that's a business deal. Why should I give a business deal with a Talmud Chacham? I mean, why does it have to be a percentage of one's income?
I don't remember. I've been a while since I went through that tshuva. Like usual, Rav Moshe goes through the whole sugya from beginning to end, like only Rav Moshe can, and that's what he comes out with. Now, again, that's what he comes out with. He views Yisrael Tzachar's wound as not a sucker. That's his biggest kiddush.
I don't have a problem with that.
You have a problem with that? I have a problem with that. I mean, I'm not arguing with Rav Moshe, but I have a big problem with that. I'd like to be a Yisrael Tzachar to somebody and not have to... give him a, but it's not to be limited to a, I can't use my license money for that. Okay? Not like I have that much extra, you know what I mean? Yes?
To comfort you, I believe, although with age and where, you know, my memory is not what it was at one point when I was your age, is that the Rifforf used to that the percentage goes the other way, that if you provide 100% of the support of the younger man, you get 100% of what he earns. And, but Rif should have said, that's 100% of both people. The younger man gets
100%. That's a machlekes achronim. I don't get, when big achronim argue, I don't pick sides. You know what I mean? I'm sure everybody has enough sky to give everybody.
In terms of percentage, I think if my memory correctly, Rashad puts it differently from
Rav Moshe. Come back again. 100%. I think I said Hakama. Mm-hmm. This is Rav Moshe's Kiddush.
No, you absolutely.
The biggest Kiddush of it is that you can't use Maisha money. That's to me the biggest Kiddush. When they go collecting for the Kailum, they say, you want to support a younger man, right? They don't tell you that you really want to do it with the Yisachar's wound, you can't use Maisha money. Again, it's not wrong, because not everybody learns that way until Rav Moshe and since Rav Moshe, but I'm just pointing it out. My turn. That's not our sugya now. Let's move on. I'm Aaron Ben Azai. You don't have to tell me where I'm up to. I'm very well aware. I'm Aaron Ben Azai. Mikhail, I'm sorry, I'm Chai, I'm the Lama, let's beat the Torah. I'm Lazar, I'm the Lama, let's beat the Torah, I'm the Lama, the Tiflis. In fact, think about Tiflis, how could I do? What is Torah Tiflis? Does Torah teach a person to use, to do? I mean, the way they translate Tiflis is intimacy, but
what does that even mean?
And for the Gemara, Ema Elik Ilulam the Tiflis. Zok Rashi, Lim the Tiflis Hakadosh. We title Tiflis Karelah. We call giving a negative name to Torah. Kilu should be Torah Himavina Armumis. From Torah she learned smarts. Va'isa Devarah Behetzta. And if she wants to do Averis, she is able, she learns out how to do things and cover up. If you use Torah the wrong way, it can make you a better balavero because you can cover it up and get away with it and not be exposed to public. And we don't want that to happen, so therefore women shouldn't be taught Torah. I'm a
Rabbi. Rabbi, can I ask a question? So why doesn't this equally apply to men?
Because, interesting point, it's because women have a, I'm going to try to say this in a very Why don't men, aren't we afraid that they're learning Torah, they use tiflis? The answer is women have a built-in, a bigger built-in, well, let's put it this way.
I was about to disagree with you before you said it. I would if you were going to say that they had a greater predilection toward that, I would think the opposite. But.
No, I wasn't going to say that. I'm going to say is the women are more limited. A man can be mizan 100 times and not violate Ashish and not violate, I mean, unless he lives with a married lady. But he can have, he's not as limited by the Torah in his
restriction.
He's not as restricted.
Relationship.
Right. A woman is very restricted. And therefore, is more prone to violating those restrictions because she's more restricted.
That's not today, though.
Why not?
Well, I thought it meant that he has to marry many women, but today he can't.
I think he can marry many women. He can have relationships.
I didn't say that, but that's what I thought.
Okay, again, I'll say it one more time. He can have relationships with many women. It doesn't impede his relationship with his wife. It will, emotionally, but not halachically. Not halachically. He can still be married to his wife.
And have a relationship with
other women. Not married ones.
In today's age.
Don't tell his wife.
He's fine.
Well, that's what I'm
scared.
I'm not saying that he's not getting mitzvahs or this.
Cross my mind.
Dr. Gemara Weiter. Amar Rebavot, Tiflis, how can I say Megillam the Tiflis? Amar Rebavot, my time in Reb Lazer, that says it's Tiflis. The Sivani Chachma, Shekhanti, how do you spell the next word? How do you pronounce it? Arma. The wisdom gave me smarts. Crookedness, cunningness. Kivin shenichnas l'chachma v'adam nichnas l'ima armimus. Don't think about the Rabbanon, Rabbein Azai, who says you could learn, teach it, kid Taira. Ha'ani chachma my avdilei. Ibaylei di Rabbi Yaisi b'chanina. Dam Rabbi Yaisi b'chanina. Ein di v'tayra miskayim mishmam al'as me'arm aleyim. He's willing to make himself poor. That's the first lashon of Rashi. Meaning, he's willing to give away his whatever he has in Eilam Hazeh to get Taira. Shnei ma'ani chachma shechazi arma. He's humble. It comes from people that make themselves nothing. Rashi. The same thing, I don't know what it means. He smart in how to get Torah. He learns little by little, the lumid mikol adam, and he's not afraid to learn from anybody. Now, the way the Rishonim explain this, the Mefarshim explain why we don't teach Torah to women. By the way, most Pesachim, I'm not here to Pascha Halacha Lamaita, but most Pesachim are sold. There's no issue for a woman to learn Torah. If a woman wants to, she can learn Shas. 100%, according to most Pesachim. Don't take, go learn Shas. Go take an art school, Gemara, read whatever you want. The issue is to teach Torah, meaning you can't put it into the educational system like you do by men. Because women aren't made to learn Torah Shabbat Peah. They will misuse Torah Shabbat Peah. They're limited in their ability to comprehend or use Torah Shabbat Peah the proper way. That's the fact. And the Mela, we don't teach Torah Shabbat Ksav, the Rambam says the Chatzchila, you don't teach them, but that's not considered Tiflis. That's why today most Beis Yaakov, they teach women Torah Shabbat Ksav. They teach Chumash and Navi, and Pirkei Avos is considered Midas, so we teach that. But we don't teach Gemara. Rabbi Shai has a whole tshuva, the Chafetz Chaim has a tshuva, that we don't teach Gemara. Because Gemara is Kila Malam de Tiflis. But that doesn't mean a woman on her own can't learn. It means it's not part of the educational system. We teach boys Gemara. We teach boys Torah Shabbat Peah. We don't teach girls Torah Shabbat Peah. The rabbis are made boys and girls different. The girls will misuse it, and men will not misuse it as much. Why? That's how the Rabbi Lishlam made them. I don't know why, but that's what they said. I once heard from a kosher of a woman, and that doesn't mean this is strapped. She said, it's good that we don't learn Gemara. She said, I hear my husband saying that you give a woman a divorce, she gets her hand in the divorce at the same moment. You get to the other bar. Can you please explain that to me? If you can explain that to me, that's why I understand why I shouldn't be learning Gemara, she said. Because I would never accept such a lie. What does that mean? Come simultaneously, get to the other. But we're used to learning those things. But that's what this Chashava woman once told me. She just couldn't think in the terms of get to the other bar. Again, today, everything is so mished up that we don't see the difference between men and women that much. But the Chazal were telling us that women are going to use the Torah or might use the Torah. And since I said before they're more restricted, there's a bigger danger that they might use the Torah in the wrong way. This is the Halacha Lemaisa. I'm not going any further than that. We'll leave it right there.
Why is it just
Rashi and Chumash now. It's explaining the Chumash.
But why are we going into just the physical intimacy, any part of Torah? You can misuse Torah in so many different ways.
True. You're right. But that conscious or mental can do that too. That's why I picked that subject, because men can also misuse Torah to do averus.
The way he does it, he says intimacy. That means
right. The reason he said that is because of what I said.
I know. That's exactly what I
okay. Right. Something in my mind there. Nothingness. The Meshul Aimer writes the issue of a kav the tiflus. What was the Lashon HaMishnah? Writes the issue of a kav the tiflus mitif kav mapreshus. Dr. Adar Mara. What does that mean? My kamer, hockey kamer. Writes the issue of a kav the tiflus imai mitishus kav mapreshus. A woman would rather have a husband available than more money. She wants a husband available for physical intimacy rather than make more money. That's the regular woman. She's more interested in a physical relationship than she is in money. And therefore, that's what the Chazal is saying. That a woman, therefore, because of that, that's what a woman wants. And therefore, that let's see, Rashi says, Chafetz alizim b'mezaynis mu'atim, the physical relationship. Again, because she's so restricted, as I explained it before, it's not good that she should learn Torah because she has a desire for intimacy that has to be satisfied by her husband and nobody else. Whereas a man, you know, might have a bigger desire for money. I don't know if that's true today, though men desire money more than women. I don't know. But it used to be true in those days, for sure. And also men had other options, which women don't have. Dr. Gemar Weiter, who are you? I am a chassid shaita. One of the things that mess up the world, mevale oilam, which confuse the world, or I don't know how he translates mevale oilam. One of them is a chassid shaita, a pious person who is a shaita. I don't want to use the word retarded. It's worse than that. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's miswired. Heichi dami chassid chaita. Now, the Gemara is going to give us multiple cases of chassid chaita. Right? So, question 10, which is what is a chassid chaita? What? Seven examples. I don't know. We'll finish all seven. I wrote seven examples in the question.
Seven examples.
Tigan, number one, the Katama Itzabanara, a woman's drowning. And he says, I don't want to look at this woman. Elatsula, let her drown. I can't look at her. I'm from. I don't look at women. You're right. It's crazy. He's crazy. Let him talk about that. Even if he's more than his stakla, go willing and saving her. It's a chassid chaita, because it's not considered abzrayi the gila arayas. Because just like a doctor can treat a woman, if you're icing b'malachta, it's mutter. So you're saving the person's life. Later. I'm sorry. Yeah, I made a mistake, by the way. You're going to have to reword that question in a second. Dr. Gemara, Heichi Dami Rasha Aram. What is considered a cunning Rasha? That's the question. And I think there's only six examples. Not Chassid Chaita, but Rasha Aram. I'm Rabbi Eichelam. You know what's considered a cunning Rasha? Zamatim Dvarim L'dayin Kaidim Shiyavim Baldin Chaveray. He goes to the judge and he like lets him know, you know, we're going to have a case. The judge shouldn't be listening and he shouldn't be talking, because once you hear facts from one side, you're predisposed. It makes you predisposed in the case. And you know, I just happened to talk to him. I was hopping a schmooze with him. I mentioned my business concerns. Rashi, Zamatim Dvarim L'dayim. The Mishanikru Belev Adai in Shariz Chiyais of Lidvarim Shazab. When he hears the good things, the right, you know, how this guy claims he's right, Kashil Lasalkam, it's hard to remove it. Vara Musa Varasha, who is cunning and he's a Russia, Shaima Sisla Shaiva Shav, he's never alive. You're not allowed to talk to the Dayan before the Din Taira. So you were cunning, like you did a Derek Agav, you know, like you didn't go over and say, I want to, right? But you were a Russia.
The Russia is a Dayan?
Both are Rishon, but the one we're talking about is the guy who did it.
What?
Lysisa Shem Hashav.
Lysisa Shem Hashav.
Lysisa Shem Hashav, like Rashi says.
Yeah, but what?
That's one of them Pshatim, Lysisa Shem Hashav.
What's that different than Shochad?
Because you didn't bribe him, you're not giving him anything. You just discussed the case. You're telling him now what you would tell him at the Din Taira.
He just went to his courtroom, just happened to see him.
You met him in shul.
Yeah, you see him.
Ah, Shalom Aleichem, how you doing?
So the question is, why is this the first time you ever asked that Shalom Aleichem to me?
They're both Rosh Arum?
We're referring to the guy who did it. We're not talking about the dying here. We're not talking about him.
He said he's not alive.
He's either alive.
Is he also, but he's not
alive. I don't know. It doesn't say. This is a Rosh Aram. Now look at it. A person who has Messiah Zuz cannot take tzedakah. Messiah Zuz is enough to live on a year. That's what it was. If a person has enough money to live this year, 12 months from now, either with his bank account or with his job, is enough? He's not allowed to take tzedakah. However, if he has 199, he doesn't have enough. The lad accepts tzedakah as much as they give him. He's not allowed to say, I can only take one zuz. No, he's an ani. An ani can take 1,000 zuz. Now, somebody knows that this guy is at the boundary. He has a little less than he needs. He walks over and says, here is a zuz. I want to give you tzedakah zuz. Now the guy has 200. There's a guy in shul that's willing to give him 1,000 zuz. And he was allowed to take it because he only had 199. This tzaddik gave him one zuz, so he shouldn't be able to take the 1,000 zuz. Did he do anything? Did he do anything? He gave him tzedakah, mitzvah.
He might, gains online, reaching a goal.
That's for a meisid. That's a meisid. It's not. That's not tzedakah. It's not. Okay, I don't want to go there. Razvaz has a tshuva. The Razvaz has a tshuva. People that go around collecting, do they have to stop once they reach to have enough money? The Razvaz said, we're Seimach, that when they go collecting, it's like one that's in the tzedakah. Because they're going on this one thing. This is what Razvaz says. He has a tshuva on this. And Mashulah goes collecting. He doesn't have panas. I'm not talking he's collecting for him. I said, collecting for himself. He's a poor person. So he goes to Cleveland and Detroit and Lakewood and New York. Right? At one point, he has enough. Does he have to stop? So Razvaz says the minig is not to stop, but there's soimach of the fact that just like a guy can get 1,000 zuz when he has 199, we view that whole trip, that whole collection trip, as like one thing. But he has to start off as an ani. If he has enough to live on, he has no right to go around collecting. Once he goes around collecting, Razvaz says he's mislipping what the basis is. He says, Azeh anu soimchim, he says. That they don't stop in the middle of their collecting tours.
It was enough money. That was Ravazi about that.
Anyway, so
this one is only Russian arm because of the kavanah.
Correct. Well, yeah, exactly. The nan mishiyash lo mesayim zuz leyitul lekha chikopeya umaisirani hayle mesayim chasid dinner afil elof nice lekachas hazayitol, and this person makes it that he can't take. Rashi, Zuk Trashi, Lahashla Masayim Zuzamatali Dalekat, Vyeshla Kroivim Shitlam. Now Rashi says, what is the cunning part? Why is the guy doing that? What's his ulterior motive? Tara says, Reuben has a relative that needs zaka. Shimon is going to collect zaka. He takes Shimon off the thing. You know, Shimon, I'll give you a zuz. Meanwhile, Reuben's relative has open field now. That's the Rosh Hashanah.
This is an example of how much money times zuz.
But I said clearly, I'm not getting involved in halacha l'maisa. It's a year's ability to live a year.
Time of the Gemara.
In the time of the Gemara, correct. We don't have the time zuz today, correct.
But what's the hetzer then when someone's collecting to help their daughter with the hotel, with a apartment? How does that hetzer?
Well, people need to live.
No, I said the daughter.
A daughter doesn't want to go collecting, you know? You can collect for somebody. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't know.
He's collecting for himself so his daughter can have an apartment.
Yeah, because she needs a place to live. She needs a place to live. I just say very nice. I am very kiyare anayfi. I'm extremely afraid to criticize tzedakah collectors and things like that. You know what I mean? I'd rather waste my dollar I give the person than criticize them for the dollar he gets from me. I mean, it's not... You have to be very, very careful. Zakti Gemara Vayt. Abaye Amar. No, I skipped. Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Zamesi at Eitzel Limkur Ben Chasim Muatim. The halacha is: person dies, he leaves an estate. The money for single girls who are young to be fed has to be put aside for them to feed them. So, let's say he left just enough to feed them until they turn whatever age, 12 and a half. So the sons aren't supposed to use them. They're supposed to put this money aside for the daughters to be fed. The estate will feed them. Yeah. But if they sell it off, the daughters can't do anything about it. So somebody goes to the assignment and says, listen, your sisters are going to eat up your whole property here anyway. Just sell it off. They won't be able to get anything. He gives an eitzah for the assignment to not have to feed their sisters. Lim karben uchasim muatim. Uchasim muatim means it's just enough to feed them. Damer avatim Rabbi Yechon, the assignment shekad mu machru ben uchasim muatim, mashem machru machru. They're not supposed to sell it, but if they do it, it works. And therefore the sisters can't do anything about it. So a guy who advises somebody to do that, it's great financial advice at the expense of the sisters. That's a Rosh Hashanah. That's not what Chazal wants. Chazal wants the sisters to be fed.
His property and his estate are two different things.
His estate meaning only land. He can't take from the Talmud.
Who can?
His sisters, nobody. Only from the land they can take. At least before the Takanas HaGoyim that today the Talmud is by Karka. But in the Gemara's time it was only Karka.
They sell it and they don't.
So to prevent this, say that you can't do it.
And you have to talk to Chazal why they didn't do that.
That's
the
question.
I don't know.
Why did it say the chasim what?
Because if he has a lot, the assignment don't mind. They don't mind feeding their sisters. They get the guy left over a big estate. So the sisters will take some, and he'll get the bulk of it. It's only when there's not enough, Chazal said, you can't use it, you have to leave it for your sisters. So now, the sons don't have money to eat. They have to go take a job or collect because they have to feed their sisters from the estate. So, somebody tells them, you don't have to do that. Just sell it. You'll be fine. Yes?
I mean, that's actually a general principle. We've seen it in many sectors that when someone does something, especially commercial, that even if it is wrong, what's done.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
I have a hard time. It's very few times that's not the case. I have a hard time saying what effect is wrong. That's something we've seen over and over.
But I'm not arguing that. The chasim b'atim zakrashi did not be shemesh and yech banu b'balas. Nachal chasim b'rubim. When there's enough to feed them till 12 and a half plus, banim yeshu, they take it. Banim yizaynu. Chasim b'atim banim yizaynu. Banim yeshu la b'sachem. The boys have to go collecting. Right. Shekadmu Machru, Rashi Kaidim Shabo Abanas Lebezin. Rashi says that once they come to Bezin, he can't do it anymore. But he sell it before the daughters go to Bezin. Bebidum Bezin Lechasim Mecheskus Banas. Rashi Shita is that once you go to Bezin, Bezin doesn't allow the sons to sell it anymore. Other Bishayim argue on Rashi, but that's Rashi Shita. So I think I'm going to the next kind of Rosh Aram. Abai Omar, Zahamesi Eitzolim Kribin Chasim Kribin Gamliel. Cases as follows. Reuven says to Shimon, I'm giving you my estate, present, but after you die, I want it to go to Levi. Means I'm giving it to, Reuven says, I'm giving you this piece of land till you die, and then afterwards Levi gets it, not your kids. That's what he told him. So what happens if Shimon went and sold it? So now, he dies, there's no field. He sold it. So one Tana says that Levi takes it away from whoever bought it. Because Reuven meant to give it to him permanently. Shimon was only using it temporarily. And Reb Shimon Gamliel says, not true. If there's something left, Levi gets it. And somebody goes over to Shimon and says, you know what? Sell this off. That way your kids don't have to worry about it. Levi won't get it. Your kids will get the money. That's a Rosh Aharon. It's legal. But it's not recommended. That's not what Reuven wanted. The first one went and sold it. He ate it. He used up the money. Or he... Hasheni might be out of lekuchas. The Rebbe. Shimon Gamliel Leimer ain't l'shayni el amashi shayi rishon. Zok Rashi, no Rashi. Zok the Gemara Reb Yosi Brachama Amar Reb Sheshes. There's a different shot in Rosh Aharon. Zah machriya acherim berchaysav. Person acts very pious as a front, tries to persuade people to follow him. Acts like the Tzadik Hador, and really, under that facade, he's a Rasha. So here's a Rasha Aram. He's cunning. Acts from in public. He's a Rasha that's cunning enough to cover up his steps. Rashi, Hanachwi Acherim Bechaysev, Ruvasu Kamaini, tells people, follow me, Lechu B'darki. He wants people to think he's Mr. Bias. The main taicha kabara, his inside is not like his outside. He doesn't want people to know how he really acts. So he puts this front facade on. That's a Rosh Aharon.
Rabbi, don't we want a Rasha to act better than he is?
No.
We want him to lay it all out there and just let it fly?
We don't want that either. We don't want to mislead people either. He is not the one that you should be following him and listening to his Das Torah, listening to his opinions in religious matters. He's not really what he claims to be.
So you're saying he's a charlatan. He's someone who's pretending he has a level of Torah learning that he doesn't have, or something like that. He's just a charismatic.
100%. I would just like to finish the next 2 lines. Rav Amar, Rav Zvi, Amar Rav Huna, Zamekel Atzmei Machmer L'Acherim. He's Machmer Nisusakim. He tells people all kinds of chumras except for himself. And Ula Amar, that Shekara V'Shana V'Leishim Mishtami D'Chachamim. The person that learns Chumash and Mishnayot acts like a Talmud Chacham because he knows a lot of Mishnayot. But he doesn't know Pshat in it. He doesn't know Gemara. He doesn't know how to explain the Mishnayot. He says false Pshat because he never learned by Rebbe to teach him. Those days they didn't have a Gemara. It was art school to explain the Gemara. They didn't have a Gemara. They had to learn by Rebbeim. This person knows Mishnayot. You go over to him, he sounds like an unbelievable Talmud Chacham. He knows a Mishnah here, he knows a Mishnah there, he knows a Mishnah there. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Dr. Rashi, Shikara Mikra Vishana Mishnah, Lashimish Tamita Chachamim, Lumit Svaras HaGemara Betaimi HaMishnah, Mahim. What is the reason? Rashahu, Sheita Rasa Aburya. He doesn't know it clearly. Again, he's misleading people. Understanding the reasons makes a difference in halacha. Who's innocent? Who's guilty? Why did you say this? What is the difference? The Aram will be cunning. Somebody hears him learning Mishnayos. He thinks he knows everything. He gets honor for a false reason. That's his Rasha Aram. This is not the person that people are following, that we had before. This is the person that he gets Shlishi. He gets Mafkiyayna. He doesn't deserve to get it. He puts on a front of being a Talmid Chacham that he isn't. And people give him honor that he doesn't deserve. That's a Rosh Aharon. Yes, doctor.
Since we're going to Mesillas Yesharim next, Mesillas Yesharim lists the person who appears to be what he's not. It's the worst of all the Rishon.
We'll see it, Rosh Hashem. We'll learn. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.
It's a funny way to say Shemesh Tamachachim.
No, because that's how they learned how Gemara those days. You learned in his yeshiva. That was Mishamish, meaning you sit around him. See, today, our Iker Rebbeim today are our Svarim. We learn from our Sefer. We need a Rebbe to teach us how to learn from the Sefer. In those days, there was no Svarim except for Mishnayas.
I